Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everyone, to the PFF Fantasy Podcast. I am your host, John Macri, fantasy analyst here at PFF, and I am once again joined by PFF's lead fantasy analyst, Mr. Nathan Yonke. Nate, we got a special one today. How are you doing on this wonderful Wednesday?
I'm doing well. Excited about our episode today and show off some of the work that we've been doing for the past couple months.
Yeah, this is cool. We get to do a full draft. We've had this kind of planned for a week or so now. The mock draft simulator is up on pff.com. Obviously, being fantasy draft season, we've been talking strategy and stuff like that for about a month now. So we're actually going to get a chance to do some live drafting and on the pod for the first time, thanks to this amazing tool that is the PFF Fantasy Mock Draft Simulator. And if you aren't familiar with the tool, just head over to pff.com and under the fantasy drop-down menu, you will be able to find it there. It's free, it's easy to use, and you can even sync up your own leagues and drafts with the tool to actually get live advice from the tool, which is powered by the platform that you're drafting on, their ADP there, Nathan's rankings, our PFF projections. It really doesn't get better than this. It's got kind of everything. You can even set it up to include like your opponent's tendencies if you're familiar with them. Like, do you know Cowboys fans who can't help themselves and load up on a bunch of Dallas players? Or do you know somebody in your draft who refuses to draft Patriots players, for example? Things like that can all be included in the simulation, which is really cool. And then you can even choose your own preferred strategy in there. So if you're looking at the screen here, so this is for the people that are using the PFF Fantasy YouTube channel. We are going to highlight it visually as well, but we'll try to describe everything as best we can for those that are just listening too. But it definitely pays to get the visual with it. But you can choose your own preferred draft strategy. If you're more of like a zero running back person, the tool will tailor suggestions based on that. Same thing if you want to go late round quarterback or want to stack your quarterback with one of their wide receivers or tight ends on that team. The draft assistant basically will work all of that into the suggested picks, which is really cool. So there are definitely other cool features that we'll talk about as we work our way through our draft, and we'll highlight all the other stuff as we go. So pretty excited about this one, Nate. We'll get into it in a second, but anything else you want to talk about for this, or did we cover it all to start?
I think we covered it all. I think I'll go through the settings that we'll have for our mock draft that we'll do today. Like you said, we can sync our league, but today we're just going to go through some manual league settings so you can know all of those things. We'll do an 8-team draft. You can select how many teams are in the draft. You can also select your pick number. So we're going to pick from the 4 spot today. And then I think we'll just do about 12 rounds or so, enough to get us our starters, a couple of backups, just to get things moving on quickly. And we haven't really touched on 8-team leagues. We focus mostly on 12-team leagues. I know we've had content go out on 10-team leagues or 14, and I have a 16-team thing going out tomorrow. So 8 teams is one that we have not touched. League scoring, you can do PPR, half PPR, non-PPR. We'll stick with PPR here. A pretty standard set of starting lineups, even though you have the option of doing a number of players at different positions. We'll go 1 quarterback, 2 running back, 2 wide receiver, a tight end, a flex spot, no super flex, and 1 defense and 1 kicker. But all of this is customizable. You can add or subtract however many people at different positions. So even if you have a draft that has some kind of weird strategy, like I know I have a draft that's coming up in 2 weeks, we only start 1 running back, and it's kind of hard to find content on those kind of leagues that only have one running back, but everything else seems pretty standard. So you can get practice doing drafts that are abnormal compared to some of the normal ones. And then, like you said, there's other draft strategy and your opponent's strategies. We'll just leave all of that for today. Keep things simple so we can go through our draft. So I will click our launch mock draft button and we get to the start of the draft.
Perfect. And yeah, before we actually get to the actual drafting, let's do a quick shout out for our presenting sponsor, Fabric by Gerber Life. Fall is about the back to school and back to routine checklist. And the most important task on that list should be securing your family's financial future, starting with life insurance. Fabric by Gerber Life makes it quick, easy, and affordable to protect your family so you can get back to enjoying life. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. Fabric has flexible policies that fit your family and your budget with quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. Get your personalized quote in just minutes and then apply when it's convenient for you. It's all online and on your schedule. You can go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/fantasy. That's meetfabric.com/fantasy. meetfabric.com/fantasy. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. All right, so the draft has started. The first three picks basically going as expected here. We got Justin Jefferson as the first overall pick. Christian McCaffrey went second and Ja'Marr Chase went third, which leaves us with a few different options here, Nate. So this is an 8-team league. Does this change your strategy here? Because the PFF draft assistant is telling us to go after Travis Kelce. What do you think about going after Kelce in like a smaller format? Does that make sense?
I think that makes a lot of sense going for Kelce once you get to smaller leagues. Like if you think about it, if you were doing a 2-team league, Kelce would probably be the first pick overall because you'd be happy with Jefferson or Chase or Hill or Kupp. You're fine at wide receiver. You're fine with any of the top three quarterbacks. The one position where there's a clear gap between the top player and the second best player at that position is at tight end. So the smaller you get, the more valuable Kelce becomes. And he's typically going around the 5th, 6th, or 7th pick in 12-team leagues. So we're down to 8 teams. So we have Travis Kelce with a pick rate here of 100. The pick rate here is a combination of looking at my rankings, at our projections, and at ADP. And the big thing that having one of these mock draft tools does is it can simulate what's going to happen in the later picks. So it's not just thinking who's the best player now, but how are you going to come up with the best team at the end of everything? So it knows who you probably should be picking in the later rounds to help optimize your team completely. Like we've talked about when we've done our draft shows of, we want this guy in this round because we think this is who's going to be available in the next round. And this puts numbers behind all of that. So here we have at the top of our screen, Travis Kelce with a pick rate of 100 because it thinks it's the best pick that we can do. It also gives other suggestions if we don't like Kelce for whatever reason, has Kupp with a pick rate of 49, Hill at 29. And then below that, one of the most interesting things here is it has the round 2 top suggestion. So it has who it thinks it's going to suggest to us in the second round, as well as the percent chances that they're going to be available in the round. So it's suggesting that Davante Adams will probably be our next best pick with an availability percentage of 89%. So 89%, he'll be here for us in the next round. But it also has other suggestions like CeeDee Lamb or Stephon Diggs, probably players that we'd prefer to get with our next pick, but they're a lot less likely to be available.
Yeah, I love it. This is I love that it kind of built that into the suggestion here. I was wondering if we would see this kind of thing in an 8-team league. I haven't done an 8-team mock yet, but it absolutely makes sense to go Kelce a little bit earlier. He's typically been going as 5th or 6th overall in most drafts, but I'm with you. I think the tier break between him and the other tight ends is clear enough that we can attack other positions and still get similar value where we won't get that opportunity again at tight end here. So I'm happy to take Kelce if you are.
Yep. We'll go ahead and pick Kelce here. And then for those watching, you can see on the right hand side, It's going through all of the picks of the other teams. We're seeing the guys quickly go off the board. 8 picks that happened between our picks. So we saw all of them happen. And now, like we thought we would get, it's giving us Davante Adams as 100% pick grade for us here. Like we were saying, CD Lamb, Stephon Diggs, two players that might be available, but in this case, they were taken before our pick, where Davante Adams had thought Adams would be available, and he is available here. And this obviously takes into account some kind of randomness in that if you do this draft over and over, it's not going to just have the CPUs pick the same players each time. It's looking probabilistically at who could be picked. So you will see times where someone's going to be picked higher or lower than you expect, just looking at past draft data and how often there is variance at players getting picked at different spots.
Yeah, this is great. And I love that it gives us the round 3 suggestions, because the other player that I'd probably be interested in here would typically be Tony Pollard, even though this is pretty early in like a standard draft. But like you can see in the round 3 suggestions that it's giving us a 79% chance that Tony Pollard's going to be available in that third round for us, which I think is pretty good. And, you know, you get basically a wide round 1 wide receiver in Davante Adams to be your wide receiver 1. Now you got guys like AJ Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Stephon Diggs off the board for those second tier of wide receivers. And I think Davante Adams can be just as good, if not better than all of those guys this season. So it makes a lot of sense, I think, here to go after Davante Adams. And not just because the draft assistant thinks so, but it's obviously giving us that information. But it is nice to get the confirmation from the draft assistant here as well. So again, Davante Adams and the draft assistant, I'd have to agree there.
Yep. So we will go ahead and pick Adams here. So again, it's showing us all these players getting picked on the right. Unfortunately, it looks like Tony Pollard will not be falling to us like you hoped. One thing I will highlight here is if you're watching, or once you do a mock draft on your own, on the right-hand side, you can see the draft picks as they're going on. You can also click on roster to see what your roster looks like so far, the empty roster spots that you still have to fill. So while it's been easy enough for us to keep track of things so far, we picked Kelce and Adams. As we go on, it might be a little harder to remember who we picked and who we still might need. So you can see that on the right. But our next pick, we have the top of round 3. And it's giving us quarterbacks as some of the top options in 12-team leagues. I've been a big proponent of getting a quarterback in the second round, and we have two of those guys available, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, both with fairly high pick grades. And then after that, there are some running back options.
Yeah, this makes sense too. Like, again, you know, you're talking about the differences. These are still our tier 1 guys for the quarterback position, right, where we're into some of the tier 2 or tier 3 for the running back position, specifically a little bit of the wide receivers here. We have Davante Adams. We know that there's running backs that are available a little bit later that we like a fair bit, especially with guys like Jonathan Taylor and Josh Jacobs already off the board. So you know, some of the riskier picks are already gone. We might see a little bit more of those safer picks start to creep up here in a little bit. But yeah, Josh Allen, I mean, I have Jalen Hurts as higher ranked. I know you do as well. So that would typically be where I would go if we're picking between the two. But I'll leave it up to you. What do you think, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, or do you want to go running back?
I think we will stick with the quarterback here. I think I'll go with Allen for the spirit of going with our draft assistant analysis here. It's the projections that are making Allen above Hurts here, even though I have Allen higher, or I have Hurts higher ranked. So we are going to go with the projections over my rankings for this one, but we will draft Josh Allen in the third round. I will switch back to our draft picks view just so we can see these picks going off the board, seeing a number of running backs that were suggested to us, also a couple wide receivers here. Next up, it looks like all of our top suggestions are wide receivers. I'll switch back to the roster view since we still haven't picked a running back yet. But the interesting thing about these 8-team leagues is that there's only going to be 16 starting running backs, maybe a little more with flex. So it's going to be pretty easy to find a running back that we're happy with in these next couple rounds. And if you look at our round 5 top suggestions, all 4 of them are running backs. So we can get a wide receiver here and still be happy to get someone like Joe Mixon or Aaron Jones with our next pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I think, you know, we can try to continue to go with the wide receiver trend here. It's a PPR league as well. So we like that a little bit. And these guys can maybe potentially fill our flex spot when we add another wide receiver or a tight end at some point, most likely a wide receiver. But yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine punting running back here. There was a few guys that went a little bit earlier than I probably would have taken them. So that leaves us guys like Jalen Waddle and T. Higgins, Devontae Smith too, that have fallen to us. Yeah, Waddle is my highest ranked of the bunch. Looks like the draft assistant also agrees, and then you also have him at higher as well. So Waddle, that's a locked in easy pick for me as well.
So I will get Waddle here. And that fills out our starting wide receivers, although we can still put a wide receiver in the flex spot if we'd like. I can switch back to the draft view. We've had Joe Burrow go. We had Mark Andrews go, TJ Hockenson. So it's nice to see some tight ends go off the board after we already got Kelsey. So players that we don't have to worry about. It's giving us just two suggestions at the top, and they are the two that we thought before, Joe Mixon and Aaron Jones. I will note that if for whatever reason you do not want Joe Mixon or Aaron Jones on your team, we can scroll down a little bit and see who the top available players are in general. They are sorted by my rankings, Joe Mixon being the clear top player based on my rankings that are available. But if you go down a little further, we have Lamar Jackson as the next highest ranked player. He's probably not going to be available in the next round, but he has a zero pick grade. We already have a quarterback, so we don't need Lamar Jackson, but we can still see him here. Aaron Jones next. We can see Keenan Allen's the fourth best player. He has a small chance of being available, but again, running back is a clear need for us. So I will be happy to pick Mixon here, but just wanted to highlight that you can pick anyone. You don't have to go with our suggestion if you want to try and pick a player that might not be one of the top players or just someone that you really like. You are definitely able to do that in the mock draft simulator and see how the rest of your draft could play out when you pick those players. But I'm happy to pick Mixon here if you are.
Yeah, Mixon's fine. I was thinking Keenan Allen would be a fun one to kind of go like three wide receivers before we added a running back. But yeah, I think I have Mixon ranked high enough, like more so than his ADP even, that yeah, I think this one works for me for sure as our RB1. It's a nice value.
All right, picking Mixon, and then we've got Keenan Allen, the player that you also were considering, is gone. We have a number of other wide receivers who went off the board. Aaron Jones is also gone. But it is suggesting to us to pick another running back, since all we have left for starter spots is a running back, a flex spot, a kicker, and a defense, which we will not be picking a kicker and defense until a bit later than now. But Travis Etienne is a clear top player, according to this. One thing that I want to highlight here as well is our cheat sheet view. You can see that there are a number of running backs in this tier that are still available, but since running back's the need, it's not just suggesting running back in this round, but also the next round. Something to highlight is that Alexander Mattison is the next running back that I have in my rankings. All these tiers are based on my rankings and the tiers that I have for them. I have Mattison ahead of ETN at this point, but the draft right now thinks that Mattison has a 91% chance of being available in the next round. So we can pick ETN now, pick Mattison in the next round, where we would not be able to do that in the opposite order. So it's taking those kind of things into consideration as well. But we can also see there's other running backs that if we wanted them, now would be the time to get them. So if we really wanted Damian Pierce or Kenneth Walker, there's not a high chance that they'll be available in the next round, but we can see plenty of the other running backs in this tier will be available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would typically want to go Mattison over ETN as well, but this does kind of give us a little bit of a peek into what could potentially be there in the second round. So you may want to scoop up the value and look, I'm not crazy about ETN this year, but there's definitely a world where, you know, he could be one of those, you know, boom players that we don't expect, you know, if Tank Bigsby maybe doesn't factor in as much as we think he might, if he, you know, becomes more efficient as a receiver and more involved as a receiver. There's always that possibility as well. So you can always, we can always take the risk here and then kind of try to come back to the, maybe the safer Alexander Mattison in the next round, because that's what it's kind of telling us is the most likely scenario. And, you know, right now it's showing that we have a small bench, but typically we'd have a larger bench in these type of leagues. It's just for the mock draft simulator. So I'm willing to try to give that a try, is to take ETN and then maybe try to come back for a safer Alexander Mattison if it doesn't work out in the next round.
Sure. And on note, I have the cheat sheet view open right now. Once I click draft player, you'll also see as players are getting picked in the draft, they will start getting removed from the cheat sheet. So you can see which players will be gone. I'm guessing we'll see some of these running backs go off the board. We might see some of these quarterbacks, which even though we already have a quarterback, so we're not too concerned about the quarterbacks, we can see them go off the board. Or I could collapse the quarterback view here because I know we don't care about them. Go to the wide receivers. See that Deebo Samuel is very definitely not going to be there in the next round. Jerry Jeudy might not, Terry McLaurin might not, but there are some tier four wide receivers who would be available if we did want to look at wide receiver in the next round. So cool. I will pick ETN and we can watch some of these players go off the board. Initially, we saw ETN go off. Samuel just went off the board. DeAndre Hopkins, who was one of our potential suggestions for the next round. But like we were saying, Alexander Mattison had a 91% chance of being available. Now he's available to us and very unlikely to be available in the next round, partially because we're going to pick him in this round. But
yeah, this worked out nicely for sure. Yeah, it just gives us like another option, right? If things aren't looking great for ETN, we now have Alexander Mattison to pop in there, who should have a large role and not have to compete as much for touches in that offense. So I'm good with this. We can do Alexander Mattison and then do maybe a quick ad read for our friends at DraftKings too. All right, as that thing is going through the rest of the picks, we do want to shout out DraftKings. This season, DraftKings has launched the largest best ball tournament in DraftKings history. Right now, you can enter into DraftKings best ball tournament for a shot at over $10 million in guaranteed cash prizes. Make your entry into the draft today. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the NFL season without having to worry about managing your roster, waiver wires, and more. To start playing best ball, download the DraftKings app using code PFF, enter DraftKings best ball millionaire contest, and snake draft your team for the season. Each week, you'll automatically rack up points from all your top scorers. No ads, drops, trades, or I should have played him instead. Teams with the most points by the end of the season will have a shot to take home the $1 million top prize. So what are you waiting for? Head to the DraftKings app and sign up with code PFF and start playing best ball today. Join the DraftKings $10 million best ball tournament only on DraftKings with code PFF. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, so we did it run through the rest of the picks? I guess so, right? And now yep. It's telling us Cam Akers. So they're wanting us to kind of load up on running backs here. If I had a preference here, I love Drake London. It's telling us less than 10% chance that he'll, or around a 10% chance that he'll be available next round. Because it's a PPR league, Cam Akers not necessarily like a very good receiving back. So Drake London, I think, is somebody that we can use in our flex spot and potentially have a little bit of an advantage there over another running back who's kind of similar to an Alexander Mattison, at least, projection wise. So it's up to you. That's my call. I like Drake London in this range, and it looks like he'd be the top wide receiver available. It's mostly running backs in this range, though.
There, I will note that we can go back to the ranking view, and it shows the projections of the projected scores in this format. So we can see that Cam Akers has a projection of 208 compared to Drake London at 190. And then also our mock draft tool, it's knowing what the strengths and weaknesses of your roster are at this point. It knows that you have a good quarterback. It knows you have a good tight end. Doesn't make too much sense to go for a backup quarterback or tight end at this point. And then we spent two early picks at wide receiver with Adams and Waddle. So even if we did pick London, we're probably not starting London over Waddle and Adams too often, where we probably would start Cam Akers in a good matchup, potentially over Madison or ETN or potentially even Mixon. So it gives us a chance to rotate some of these running backs in and out based on matchup, since running back's probably the weak point on the roster, even though we have a lot of them at this point. So it's taking those kind of things into consideration. And it's also smart enough to know you don't just fill out your starting lineup to begin with. You can wait to draft a kicker. You can wait to draft a defense. So better to fill out some of your bench before you get a kicker or a defense.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. If we want to go, if we want to go away from my friend Drake, that's fine. Nice. All right, let's see who went the rest of the way there. So yeah, so Cam Akers went, that's where we went, and then it was Lockett, Dobbins, Connor, Godwin, Dalvin, Kamara, and look at that. Wow. So Drake London falls to us. The AI was listening to me, felt like I deserved a break, and they agreed that Drake London is a great pick and wants to give it to us at a discount here in round 9. So you like that.
Yeah, I think our artificial intelligence that we're using is good. I don't think it's quite that good. I think in this case, we might be a little more lucky than good. But yeah, it's giving us Drake London with a pick rate of 100. Deontay Johnson was the top suggestion that it thought it would be giving us right now. But because London is still available, then that's huge. If we go back to our cheat sheet view, we can see that London is the only tier 4 wide receiver available. You can see how many players were in the tier. There were 9, so he's the 1 of 9 left. If you want to, you can check this box here, which is for drafted players. So it shows all the players who were drafted before, just in case this helps you see who has and who has not been drafted, rather than just seeing who's available. So you can see all the tier 1 wide receivers are long gone. All the tier 2 ones are long gone. But if there was a particular player that you were interested in, but you couldn't find and you weren't sure why you couldn't find them, it could just be that they were drafted. So this helps you kind of keep track of the players who and who are not on the board. And you can see like who was in London's tier that are drafted, guys like Calvin Ridley, Deebo Samuel. So you can see all of those players are gone. So Drake London is the last tier 4 wide receiver that we can get with less than a 1% chance that he'll be available in the next pick. So I think I can safely assume that you are happy with us getting London here. So I'm going to click the button without even asking.
All right. So Christian Kirk goes, Mike Evans, Mike Williams, Javonte Williams, Brandon Ayuk. Who do we get? Isaiah Pacheco, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Marquise Hollywood Brown. And look, Deontay Johnson was our second suggested pick last round. He's also fallen to us here. So another wide receiver potentially that we can add to it. This is, you know, just based on the way that we've set up this mock draft, it would essentially be for our last bench spot. But I mean, I would still be drafting offensive and offensive players here before a kicker and a defense, obviously. And there's also guys like Rashad White, James Cook, who we potentially like this year, as well as with bigger roles. So what do you think? We got we could go another wide receiver, or we can take a chance by bolstering the running back room here that, like you said, not necessarily the strongest running back room and probably decent now, but I'm fine with anything here, really.
Yeah, I think I'm fine with Deontay Johnson. It gives us 4 running backs and 4 wide receivers, so keeps us nice and balanced that way. We can put a wide receiver in the flex spot if we want, so we should be able to always find 2 good running backs and hopefully 3 most weeks. So I think I'm fine picking Johnson, even though we do have Johnson lower in my rankings, but this takes into account who we already have on the roster and those kind of things. So while rankings are definitely helpful in terms of a normal 12-team league draft, but if I did rankings for 8 teams, like we were saying at the start, Travis Kelce would be probably higher on the list. So this helps account for all the different league sizes, the different league settings, and how that could manipulate the rankings in one way or another, so that it's more tailored to what your league is going to be like, rather than just going off straight. Here's who I think in a generic 12-team PPR or half PPR league. So I will go ahead and pick Johnson with this pick.
Nice.
Then that'll leave us time to pick our kicker and our defense with our last two picks.
Yeah, I think we're going to get our pick of the litter here because no other team has taken a kicker or a defense yet either. So I think it's going probably by ADP, but I'm fine to just, yeah, obviously we'll just say Justin Tucker and whatever the 49ers defense or something like that, that it'll give us at some point. Hopefully gives us a good grade for these picks because I don't know that... Yeah. We'll see if any other teams in the simulator take kickers and defenses. Doesn't look like they did because now the 49ers is also available there. So yep.
I hope it gives us a good grade after we got London who fell to us. So yeah. Hopefully that one in particular is a good grade. So now we are, we crushed it. For those A+, who can't see, we have an A+ grade. We have some variation of A or A plus or A minus. Do we have any A minuses? I don't think we do.
Straight A plus, it looks like.
Yes.
Unless my eyes deceive me.
We did follow the suggestion every single time. So that certainly helps if we do what the draft wants us to do. But in general, it's comparing how our team did compared to all of the other teams in the league. So you definitely could have situations where you're in a draft and you have some bad luck players that it thought might get to you, ended up not getting to you from random chance. So you might not always get the best players that you were hoping to get. But in this case, it worked out fairly well for us, which is nice. But the last thing that I want to make sure that we mention is that along with having our mock draft simulator, we also have our live draft assistant, which recently went live. And the live draft assistant works very similarly to this mock draft tool. It does the same kind of things of shows you suggestions of who should be picking, probabilities that people will be available in the next rounds. It'll work with you that it'll go through your draft and eliminate players once they've been drafted from your league, assuming that you've synced your league to our site. So you're able to practice these drafts with the mock draft simulator. And then once you're doing the real thing, it'll be very similar process that you'll go through to help give you more confidence that you're picking the players that you're hoping for and using the strategies that you want to be using.
Nice. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's set up for, I think, Yahoo and Sleeper right now, I believe, the live draft assistant, right? So yeah, you get in there, hook up your league. That's what most people are using, Yahoo and Sleeper. We'll see if we get another platform attached to it as well at some point, but works really well. Again, this was a cool way to kind of show all the features that are available with this thing, and that was basically just us going through a quick little 8-team league and picking, you know, the best players that the thing is suggested to us. You could obviously play with it, so pick whoever you want. You could follow your rankings or whatever rankings you want to pick players and see what kind of grade you get and see the different outcomes that come with it as well, and then obviously adding like your opponent's tendencies and preferences and stuff like that as well. Makes it really cool. So this was fun. I love playing with this thing. I mean, it's a great tool that we've got up on the site. It's free to use. So definitely go over there and check it out now on pff.com. Play with the settings however you want and have some fun with it as we are in the peak of draft season here. So again, that's going to do it for this episode. Quick episode today, but you know, a kind of different one as we kind of highlight what this draft simulator looks like and kind of go through our thought process here as well. But I hope you all enjoyed this episode, especially those watching on the YouTube channel. You get to see all the cool and more importantly, hopefully helpful features within the Fantasy Mock Draft Simulator. So link up your leagues with it, play around with it, do some mock drafts if you like. You could again check it out now on pff.com. Be sure to like and subscribe to the PFF Fantasy YouTube channel as well. That continues to be a big help for us, and we greatly appreciate anyone that takes the time to do so. Nate, you're done podcasting for this week, but we'll be back Monday. So before you go, please let the good folks know what they can expect to see from you on pff.com until then.
Sure. So I'm going position by position doing league winners, sleepers, and breakout players, which I know I've done throughout the past 2 months, but I've updated them based on more recent ADP, players who have risen or fallen in my rankings. So some of those players have changed over time. So I've gone through and done that, updated depth charts for all 32 teams based on their preseason usage and who's been added or cut or added to injured reserve and those kind of things. So that's up to date with the rosters as of this morning. Along with that, 16-team draft strategy will be going up tomorrow, updated fantasy rankings for today, And then tomorrow we get back to the preseason. So it'll be preseason recaps all weekend long. And then we're in the last full week before the season starts. So it'll be a ton of content going out all next week long.
Awesome. Yeah. As for me, I recently wrote up my like 12 favorite sleepers to target late in drafts. That's up on the site now. I also wrote up the safest picks by round for 2023 drafts, and then like the high risk, high reward players by round as well, which both of those will be up on the site by the end of this week too. I'll be back on the pod tomorrow with the wonderful Kate Majuk once again, talking what else but more fantasy football during peak fantasy draft season. So hope you'll all tune in for that. And until then, peace out.